It is so decided.
The conference president did his best to whip up enthusiasm from delegates. But there's been a lukewarm reception from observers to the COP24 climate change deal, agreed on Saturday by some 200 nations in Katowice, Poland. Michał Kartika acknowledged more needs to be done.
This deal hangs in fragile balance. We will all have to give in order to gain. We will all have to be courageous to look into the future and make yet another step for the sake of humanity.
A 156-page rulebook fleshes out details on how to implement the 2015 Paris Agreement. I'm very, very happy, said German Environment Minister Svenja Schulze. This is the second time that the world says yes to the Paris Climate Agreement. In Paris, we said what our goals were, and here we agreed on the rules for getting there, and with the whole world. That's an enormous achievement. The target is to limit global warming well below 2 degrees centigrade. The rulebook covers issues such as how countries should establish and monitor emission reduction plans, but it's less clear on how a pledge of 90 billion euros to poorer countries will be financed.